The title is How to Overcome. With the key verse,
Ngài nào tôi cầu khẩn,
then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this, I will know that God is for me. Psalm 56, verse 9. It's also a key verse for today's message. Let's all read together. Once, the Psalm 56, verse 9. Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. I'd like to invite our pastor to come and share the message. The key word today is, whenever that my enemies will turn back when I call for him, by this I will know that God is with me. We give thanks to God. There is a story about Jack Handley. He has wrote a book called Fuzzy Memory, and he recounted it when he was young. He was bullied very much by his friend that has bigger himself. They bully him, and every morning he get the money, he lost his lunch portion because all those are so big compared to him, and so he bullied him to get his lunch. And we think, how do I revenge this? Is it every day? And Jack decided to learn about judo or karate to fight against them. And so he wanted to go to a teacher of martial art. But to pay this, he must pay each day $5 to learn about martial art with this teacher. And so he was thinking, $5 per day? Oh, this is more than my lunch. No. Well, I'd rather lose my lunch rather than save $5 to learn martial art. Dear congregation, I think that the devil or the one bullying us, you're his children, but the Lord give us a way to fight against the evil empire. That is, and our, we are free. We didn't have to pay anything. Whenever I call on the Lord, then the enemies will turn back. This is the God has supplied us the way to fight against the devil. Let's pray for guidance. So that how the Lord has brought us some benefits to fight against the power of darkness. We are loving Father. Before your throne, Lord, our heart know that we are very weak. We are just a regular. We have no value. And the devil continues to bully us, that we will live in darkness, but we are thankful that you have brought from the darkness into light. And today, you have given us the weapons so that we can fight against the evil empire. Whenever we call out for help, then the enemies will turn back. We are thankful, Lord, because the way that you supply us with the word to teach us this morning so that we can see the wonderful things in your word for us. Please help me to have guidance, as whatever I said will bring courage to all of us here. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So learn the way to overcome. Do we remember about 2 weeks ago? The spiritual warfare is our last lesson, and we were thought about the spiritual warfare. And then we've learned three things. The first is we recognize the devil before warfare. Who is our enemy? Is the devil. Just like a roaring lion looking, we also recognize the strategy to fight. The strategy is what? to stand in faith and fight against the devil. And the third thing, recognize that our victory come after we have been promised, have been suffer for no one. You will be restored. You will be standing. You will be more strength. We are thankful. We are thankful because in this spiritual warfare, the Lord is with you and me. And this morning, we continue this warfare with the title, The Way to Overcome. There are the four things that we are thinking about how we can be overcoming. We have to recognize the spiritual war has not ended. It's not ended yet. The second point is that we recognize the weapon full of power that we have been supplied with. And the third point is that we have to recognize the different facets of spiritual warfare. And it's coming to an end. And the fourth point is that to recognize that our support is from heaven. And so we will think about each one of us. Recognize the spiritual warfare has not ended. Any time I call for help, then the enemies will turn back. Whenever does he win? That is every day. That's every hour. That's every minute. That way, it's a continuous time. It never stops. Whenever, as when we have breath in our body, when we still have recognized that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, then before we closing our eyes to go back, we will call for help. Well, in our life, there are many different war events happening. When we are happy, sometimes we are sad. Whenever, that means when we are successful, like David, that defeat Goliath by only a pebble, a different shot. Whenever, it's also like David, he was a king, but he failed miserably because of his sins. Dear congregation, when David could be successful, but whenever that day is, David also sinned against the Lord. And that day could be David is sitting on his throne in his palace to receive all the blessings, but that day could be time. But David has to run away from his enemy because of the rebellion against his throne. Dear congregation, whenever that day, you and I, like Peter, the minute before we can praise the Lord Jesus, that he is going to be a son of God, Peter said, but no. And Jesus praised him, you are blessed, because not flesh, that blood revealed this, but only my Father has revealed this to you, Peter, Jesus said. And few minutes before, said, and say something that the Lord rebuked. Satan, get behind me. Dear congregation, that whenever we call for help, it is our choice for you and me. We will choose that our life will have with Jesus, then, or we are living apart from Christ. We choose to the Holy Spirit or to live with this fleshy desire. The desire of our flesh, the choice is to be victorious and bear fruit for the Lord or not. Whenever we call, that means this continues. It never ending. Our spiritual warfare will never end among us. And the devil is our enemy. And all the evil spirits of the heavenly realm when we work in our work. And the student also, we will have time of rest, summer time. And they have done a survey like this. In this world, that we, whenever the history has been first recorded until today, there are many, many thousand years, and this world, there are only 250 days without war. 217 days. It's 365 times many thousand years. How many days is that? So many, but only 217 days of peace in the world. If not, there is war fighting here or there. The nations, again, are not the ashamed. But there are so often war broken out. But also at least 250 days of peace near coming desert. When they are fighting each other, sometimes they can stop a little. For what? To celebrate Christmas. And there is something special that they will stop. But in the war, they can negotiate for peace. But in this spiritual warfare against the devil, we cannot negotiate any peace. We will not stop. We will not rest. These spiritual warfare continue. We have to be alert and stand on the foundation of faith that we've been given. Every hour, every minute of our life, we are fighting. Any day that we fall on hell, that we have to praise to God. And whenever that means, it's the choice that we comply with the Holy Spirit or with our desire of this world, that we will be united with the body of Christ. Right? And whenever that day is the time that we live for the Lord or live for this world, that day that based on the glory of the Lord, or we are celebrating the glorious of this world. In this warfare, it's getting more intense. And so we see now in Revelation of 12 or so, and so they are very short, knowing that time is short, the fighting getting more and more intense. And the strategy of the devil is to look for someone he can devour. And that strategy is even more intense and more sophisticated. Their looking is more sophisticated. So it requires me and you to stand more firm in our faith so we can fight against the devil. And so the recognition that our spiritual warfare that is has never stopped and will never stop until the end will come. That we have to always be alert to fight and overcome our enemy. Each time of the day, that we have to stand firm on our faith to fight against the devil. The second point is this, recognizing the weapon full of power. And David said, whenever I call upon Lord for help, prayer is a weapon that we have been supplied. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 through the 8, taught us to take up the full weapon of the Lord, the full armor. We can put on the full armor. We can the belt of truth, but can wear it. With the breastplate of righteousness, our feet are fitted with the readiness. We also pray, and always, based on the Holy Spirit, to pray on all occasions. The congregation prayer is a weapon, the strongest weapon, the most effective, that is used every time prayer is appropriate for one person, or the weapon for many is a weapon to use by ourselves or by use by the body of Christ together. And David said, I pray. Whenever I pray, whenever David prayed, and David know how to use the weapon, most powerful one is prayer. That the weapon they create in this world requires has to be updated. And the time they will find using the sword and the old man to fight. But after that, no more sword. They weren't used. They used guns. And the first creation of gun is just a single shot. But eventually the technology improves and they created better weapon and the automatic weapon. And then they can change from simple weapon like single shot to multiple shot. And then more and more the grenades can kill more and more, and also nuclear weapon to destroy the whole nation. Yet congregation, the weapon of this world must be updated. But the weapon of prayer that the Lord supplied does not require any kind of update. It's always very effective. And the Lord encouraged each one of us use that kind of weapon in all situations. Prayer is the connection with our Lord. Prayer is to be in, on the righteous side of, with God. In our spiritual warfare, the strategy that the devil will use, he is like a roaring lion. He is intimidating you to put fear into our heart. But our strategy is staying firm on our faith, to stand on firm. Then the devil cannot threaten us. The strategy to attack us from devil is to look for someone. Look for someone. But the strategy of us is that prayer. Prayer is to express to a most effective weapon that the devil is still looking, and our prayer will defeat him. In 2 Kings 6-11, recounting about King Aram to fight against the king of Israel. But they saw that whenever the Aram's army, the Israelites, continue to be strong, who has been rebelling against this king who are fighting against the king of Israel. And all the advisor of Aram, dear king, in Israel, there is one prophet of God that person can know what you are saying, your congregation. The prophet of God, who is that? It's Elisha. How could Elisha hear what Aram is speaking? Because Elisha prayed. Yes, the prayer of Elisha that knows where the enemy is coming from, that Elisha is a advisor to the king of Israel. Of all the strategy of the enemy, the looking of the devil is a strategy. Is that we know that the roaring lion of the devil is looking for someone, and we can see the strategy that we can be helpful to everyone. Elisha has a servant named Gehazi. When he saw the Aram's army surrounding the Israel to capture Elisha, and he came to Elisha, "Oh, Rabbi, they are so crowded." But Elisha told Elisha, "Do not be afraid. We are more than that." And his servant looked around. No, nobody around. But Elisha could say, "We have more than our enemies." And Elisha has prayed that he could see the whole host of army and the chariots of fire are surrounding around more in number than the enemy's army. The servant could not see. Then Elisha prayed, "Dear God, open my servant's eyes so he can see." That he can see the host of heaven are helping the people of Israel to fight against the enemy. All the chariots of fire, the forces of fire are surrounding to help the people of Israel and the king. Prayer is a very effective weapon. Jesus, when he came and also used that weapon, Jesus prayed all night long to choose who will be the apostle or his disciple. Only 12, but he has to pray the whole night. And in that 12, there is one who betray him. And a prayer, if we are not praying, is very dangerous if our prayer is not adequate. And in the time, the way to the cross, Jesus has fought a lot with prayer. In Luke, he prayed so that his sweat become like a blood drop on the ground. Why did Jesus has to pray so much like that? Because, but his will is to make this cup pass away from him. But the will of the Father is that the Lord will have to drink this cup. And then the rest will take care of himself. And so Jesus has been fighting to be obedient to Father. Only to be obeyed, he has to fight with his prayer. To sweat that become like drop of blood. When we pray to feel that, we can pray intensely for someone to turn to God. And Jesus taught the prayer to his disciples. When the disciple went up, there were three apostles, three disciples, and he transformed with Moses and the prophet Elijah, and then and there the rest of the disciples down in the mountain, and they were arguing with each other. What happened to Lord? And one of them said, "People, my son has been demon possessed. I brought them to the disciples. They couldn't heal it." So they were arguing, "Oh, because you don't have faith. Somebody, because your prayer is not being heard." They were arguing about each other. Will I be, Jesus said, with this unbelieving world? The unbelieving, even though it's the disciple who has unbelief, and the disbelief has prevented a miracle to happen. When he told the disciple, when they returned, "Oh, I could not cast out this kind of devil," but Jesus said, "This kind of devil, if you do not fast and pray, you cannot overcome." And that prayer, only prayer, how to pray. And that's it. The pastor thing has taught us to pray about fasting to pray, pray in the spirit. We have to understand to use this kind of weapon that we have been supplied in the intentness so that it will be effective. There's a poem and talk about a beautiful dress, and she was attractive, and then she walked back and forth and looking at this $300. Oh, that's so expensive. This is beautiful dress. So this pastor's wife looking, she desires so much of this dress, and she walked back and forth. And so she entered the store and to try on this dress, and finally she paid $300. And I bought a very beautiful dress. And so he looked at the dress. "Yes, it's very beautiful. How much it cost? $300. What? That's my salary, only $1,000, and you bought $300,000. You are wasting the Lord's money. But this is so beautiful. And I will pay all of this, the spirit or the devil." So the pastor say, "You Satan, look behind me. I also said that." And so people surrounding him say, "We, without prayer, we will acquire failure before the devil. We need this weapon of this all-powerful one of prayer." They have done a survey to in a survey called Discipleship Journal in 1992, and they have this result. The temptation will be more influence for whoever does not have 85% who have no time to pray. So temptation also influences those who the body is tired. 57% are being influenced by this temptation. And the body is so tired, it's easy to fall to temptation. And those who do not use prayer to fight against temptation, 84% suffer, fall through temptation. If we do not pray, 84% do not use prayer. And for those who go along with the situation, 76% fell because they did not pray. They accepted their situation. And 66%, those who do not study the Word of God, will also fall into temptation. And 52% who love to be praised from other people, they will fail under temptation. And prayer is the ultimate weapon. It's the best weapon, the easiest weapon to use, and the strongest. And if we pray more, we will be more successful. We have to recognize the value of prayer. The word of God. And prayer in all situations. Not just only say, let me have some money. Let me be healed. Or prayer. Or let me be fortunate. To Mary's beautiful no. The prayer is not just like that. The prayer. But is in the spirit. And that we have been recommended is the pray in the spirit. That the prayer will lead us how to pray. First, we recognize the weapon of prayer is full of power. The third point, we recognize that this spiritual welfare has many different facets. Whenever David prayed, when I call for help, the enemies will turn back. David went to say, our enemy is not just one. There are many enemies. And last week, they were very crowded. They are surrounding us, looking for someone he can devour. And so, and our enemies is different kind, in a different form. Someone who are hating you, someone who persecute our faith. There are situations that cause us to be disappointed, failure. And then we are fighting within the body of Christ. Dear congregation, do not worry. Do not be sad that our Jesus, he came to this world. Is he? Is no different than us. His brother and sister did not believe in him. The enemy every day followed to Jesus to find a way to trip up our Lord Jesus Christ. The most disciple betrayed God. Peter did. Betrayed Jesus. And he suffered. He offered himself on the cross in the spiritual warfare. Jesus knew the ending. And Jesus, in this moment, he said, Father, I have done all that you have given me to do. And the result of Jesus, and because of this cross, the all has been finished on the cross. The result that Jesus knew ahead of time, he had to go through to carry out the result. And Paul, and he has suffered so much, the apostle Paul, the shipwreck, he was beaten, he was danger in the city, but Paul knew his spiritual warfare. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness. We have to recognize that We have to know that the devil continues to attack us, but each time we can use this prayer full of power, then we will win. Whenever I pray, the enemies will turn back. And the facet of this, we know, the Lord knows exactly the result. Victory. We could not lose. We could not be in peace. Jericho walls fell down. Why? That Joshua can go. Because the Lord knows the result. And Joshua only obeyed me. Joshua was told. And at the time, the Jericho walls will fall down according to obedience. The Ammonites would defeat. All of them could not defeat. They are so crowded. And the heart of the King Israel was trembled, just like shaking the leaf on a tree. But the Lord said, he prayed, the king, and called everyone in the country to pass and seek the face of the Lord. And the Lord said, this water is not yours, it's mine. The prayer has changed the spiritual warfare, because this is not your or mine warfare. It belongs to the Lord. And did that, what did the people do? And Joseph said, to let the Levites go ahead to praise the Lord. And they praised the Lord. And so, because of that, the people of Israel, the king, won. The Moabites and the Ammonites are united to fight against King Israel. The enemy is so crowded, so many of them. And so, when the Lord acted, Ammonites and Moabites were fighting against each other, and the victory belonged to the people of Israel. Because that's the matter that the Lord fought for them. And so only to collect the victorious result based on their pride. And the Lord will see all facets of this scripture. And after with the story of a 10-year-old who lost the arm in a car accident. In this 3 months, he wanted to learn about judo. And because he lost his arm, he only learned one strategy to fight with the judo. He said to his judo teacher, can I learn some more? This is the only one you learn, the teacher said. This is alone. I want to teach you only one kind of the judo that you will be able to fight. So he practiced and prepared this very one judo lesson. And a few months later, there is a tournament. And the teacher brought this 10-year-old to this competition. The first two, this 10-year-old can fight easily, but this third one is more intelligent, but finally he also defeated the third contestant. And then he went into the final round. And the final round, he is so big, know how to fight him. And so this person was so big compared to this 10-year-old, and he is very strong. And so this 10-year-old become to be afraid. And the teacher said, no, continue to fight. And so the second round, the big one become to disrespect this little 10-year-old without the arm. And because of that, but this 10-year-old too were able to defeat his final defendants, final competition. And he asked the teacher, those people, how only one way to fight, that I could fight this big enemy there. And the teacher said, there are two things. There are two things. First, with your training, almost like, and you, so you can overcome the strategy of the enemy already. That you could fight because of you learning well. The third, second part, if anyone who wants to deceive you, and so the enemy have to hold onto your left arm, remaining arm, but no one can do that. And so sometimes we feel ashamed of ourselves. I'm so weak. But the Lord knows that. And last week. And so last week, one of our body was hurt. But she said, I don't want to come back to the church. And we need to pray. And we, then she turned around. And she said, I will be back. That person has, will teach Satan prayer will accomplish miracles. Do not be afraid. Prayer is the weapon to destroy Satan, his threat. Devil can use different kinds. The family, our even our relative to attack us. He can use money. He can use a vain conceit of this world. Different forms. And when we use the weapon of prayer, we will win. Whenever I call on hell, the enemies will turn back. The prayer life is key to defeating the strategy of Satan. Thank the Lord. We give thanks, Lord, for this special weapon. Recognizing that our prayer is a weapon. To win, first, we recognize the spiritual warfare never ends. We have to recognize that the weapon most effective, that is prayer. That there are many different facets the enemies will bring to us. And knowing the last one, we have our support from heaven. David said, when I call unto hell, the enemies will turn back because I know that I will, the God is for me. And to know is something very wonderful word in the Bible, not just because of our intellect, but it expresses the experience with the Lord. I can know what we need to do for cooking moolah. And I only know a little bit about cooking, but my wife can cook very good moolah because she knows what she needs to do. And when Gabrielle appeared to Mary, and she said, I do not know this person. How can I be pregnant? That means I have not experienced this man before me. How can I get pregnant? Mary said, to know is an experience. David said, I know the Lord. When I was young, David has known the Lord. When he was just a shepherd, he already knew the Lord. The Lord gave David strength to fight against many animals. So he recounted to Saul the king. He was fighting against many different animals at the bear to protect his sheep. He's a shepherd that protects the sheep. That he recounted how he fought against different animals trying to devour his sheep under his care. Why? Because David knew the Lord at that point. Knowing is an experience because of his experience that David can face your liar. I come with the power of Yahweh, the Lord God. And David, many times, facing enemies, like the Philistine, but he continued to have victory because David knew that the Lord is with him, just like David. And Paul has said, your servant has been, and Paul said, I know my Savior. He knew a lot about the Mosaic law, that he is more moral than other. When he met Jesus, his life had changed. I know Jesus then, Paul said. And that is the most important. And I'm ready to suffer for Christ so that I know more about Christ. To know about Christ is a very important kind of knowledge. To follow David, to follow the Apostle Paul, knowing that the Lord is with us. And this is the most important understanding above everything else. That there is knowing, not just knowing God, by our intellect. The Lord, the Word of God said, the devil also believed that there's a God. But what? They tremble. The devil know there's a God, and they tremble. We also the same way. We know God exists, but do we have a relationship? That's the difference. Otherwise, our faith is just like the devil's in the spiritual one. When he was here, if we say, I know the Lord, which is him, and that person has an experience when we say, I know the Lord. The Lord is with us, and he gave us victory. He is our support from heaven. There's a teacher. He suffered an accident, car accident, and he moved to teach of a senior in high school. And this class is famous for disrespecting the teacher. And just like me sometime when I was young, when he entered this class, the observed all the students were talking with people are very noisy. They put their foot on the table and they do not listen to anyone. So the teacher didn't know to control this class, to behave better. He opened the doors, and so when the wind blew, his tie tried to fly up and down. And so the student were laughing when the ties fly up and down. So the teacher take a stapler, and then staple the tie onto his chest. Bup, 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 bup. And then the tie would tie up to the body. The rest of the class was so amazed. They were so quiet. Oh, this is amazing teacher. Did not have you pain? The student didn't know that he was wearing something on his body to protect his chest. So he was able to use the stapler to do law staple. We have the help from heaven, that the devil will be afraid. The devil is afraid of our God. He's not afraid of us, but he's afraid of our support from heaven. Then Elisha, that we know that our help is from heaven, is stronger than anything the devil can bring. May the Lord help us that it is spiritual welfare, that we are facing our enemies. That we know how to win. This morning, we will share in the communion to take a cup to him as a represent that we have been supplied by Jesus. So we know that because of his sacrifice on the cross, by his blood, that vision, that we can experience salvation, that this cup has been prepared. Whoever accepted Christ, who have declared that we promise that our life belongs to Christ, then we can receive the cup and the bread this morning to remind us we will follow Christ until the end. We will stand firm on the faith to destroy the work of the devil. I will pray each day so that the evil will turn back, that our enemies will turn back. We will stand up and pray. So we can take this communion, expressing our thankfulness for our Lord's sacrifice on the cross. Let's read together the key verse. Then my enemies will turn back. When I call for help, by this I will know that God is for me. We are thankful, God. Whenever we call your help, the enemies will turn back. We know that the Lord is with us. The devil will not win against us when the Lord is with us. May you teach us how to pray. The victorious prayer, prayer in the spirit, that the devil cannot attack us or threaten us. And sometimes we are weak. Many times we stumble, but these stumbling, we know that the Lord will come and live with us to defeat our enemy. We are thankful for today's message, that we know how we can overcome against the devil. We can know that this is a spiritual warfare that continue to face until the end of our life. And so please help us that none of us, we forgot to use the weapon, that we are your soldier. Please help us that prayer is the weapon for our power to overcome the devil. May you teach us how to pray, to remind us that this, we have been arranged by the Lord to be victorious because you have overcome this world, Lord. That lead us so that we can see there is an army in heavens who will back us up. That if the Lord will help us, who will be against us? We give thanks to the Lord. May you encourage us through your words. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.